The news, read by Belinda Show, the main points. Cameroon has observed the International Day for Disaster and Risk Reduction on a note that education for a disaster-free future remains paramount in the face of climate-related challenges. Out of Cameroon, at least 23 persons are reportedly dead and 40 others injured after an airstrike by the Sudanese Air Force in Khartoum. In sport, Cameroon's national football team takes on the Harambee Stars of Kenya in a return leg game tomorrow in Kampala, Uganda. Today, October 13, is observed around the world as the International Day for Disaster. Cameroon, alongside other observers, has on the occasion examined the role of education in protecting and empowering youngsters for a disaster-free future. More so, the International Day for Disaster and Risk Reduction this year brings to the surface some of Cameroon's climate-linked challenges. The most recent is the severe floods in the Logonanshari and Mayo Denai divisions in the far north region, whose scars are far from healing. Henry Tatoe Kambi contextualizes this year's edition of the International Day for Disaster and Risk Reduction.
In Wuru Dabang in the Mayo Denai, one of the sites created to host flood victims in the far north, Umani Jaida has been trying to pick up the broken pieces of her life, though the environment remains challenging.
In a tent, we have about 10 or 11 families managing that. It's tight, but we have to deal with it.
Jaida also says they have some constraints in the side that they hope can be solved.
We don't have enough food and water here. We also have sick persons here.
The municipal authorities of Yagua, chief town of the Mayo Denai, say the thousands of flood victims are trying to get back to their daily life, though there are still situations that create fear in their hearts. Antoine Ngana is one of the deputy mayors of the Yagua Council.
Most of them still live in resettlement camps. After the relief that came in from the government and its partners, which considerably improved the living conditions of the victims, the population nevertheless still lived in fear, as there is a rise in recent days in the Logon water level. However, the victims of flood are gradually resuming their daily activities.
The floods in the far north have affected over 350,000 people, leaving at least 30 dead. Marwa, Henry Tatoe Kambi, CLTV.
In the West region, administrative authorities have been cautioning the people on the need to stay alert and quit risk zones. The governor of the West region, Awa Fonka Augustine, has further instructed the population to strongly adhere to weather forecasts prescribed by the National Observatory on Climate Change about long-term shifts in climate and weather patterns. Eric Langmia Wofa reports from CRTV West in Bafusa.
Governor Awa Fonka's declaration comes after floods struck the West region, hitting three localities in Emenua.
When information is given them about the meteorological situation, either from ONAC or the Directorate of Meteorology through the several other sources, they should take it serious because we have a difficult situation before us, and so we need to be very careful. Secondly, they should avoid human activities in areas where water is supposed to pass through, and the people oriented where they have to build to avoid this passage of water.
To the Delegate of Housing and Urban Development, Francois Delano Zebazé, those residing in zones identified as disaster-prone have to evacuate the areas.
We can only encourage the municipality to ask them to leave those risk zones to save their life.
Many victims of the floods caused by the heavy rains that recently hit Fouquet subdivision in Emenua are still recovering from the impact of the disaster, especially after having received relief supplies from the presidential couple. Eric Langmia Wofor, CRTV News, Bafusam.
In other news, the screening of the documentary film Paul Bia, A Great Statesman with a Prodigious Destiny brought together over 6,000 people in Garoua yesterday. Present during the projection of the thought-provoking documentary, which unfolded at the Room the Aja ceremony, Minister of State, Minister of Tourism and Leisure, Bello Buba Maigari. Details with Charles Ibe.
Over 6,000 people marched on to the Room the Aja ceremonial complex for the screening of the documentary Paul Bia, A Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny. Amongst the personalities present are the custodians of North traditions like the Lamidos, including that of Garoua, officials of regional and local governance entities, state regional authorities, including the governor of the North region, Jean Abate Edi, and cabinet ranking members from the region, headed by the Minister of State for Tourism, Maigari Bello Buba. The 1 hour 30 minutes documentary screened here in Garoua is the work of Kati Meba and Solange Edimo, supervised by the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency with the Ministry of Arts and Culture, ensuring coordination. According to all the speakers, the film captures the laudable works of Paul Bia's 42 years governance, whose impact is positively felt in the region. Amongst the major accomplishments are schools like the Garoua University, regional hospital centers, sports infrastructure like the Room the Aja Sports Complex, and a fair urban development policy, making the city one of the best planned and cleanest in the country. The lead speaker, the Minister of State for Tourism, Maigari Bello Buba, reiterated that the link between the new D administration of President Paul Bia and their region remains unbreakable as they all head towards a presidential election year.
The chairman of the Social Democratic Front has challenged members of the National Executive Committee of the party to be more active on the field and mobilize potential voters ahead of the 2025 presidential election. The Honorable Joshua Osi was speaking during an ordinary session of NEC, which took place yesterday in Yaoundé, a session which permitted the members to assess the party's readiness for the election. Albert Njembonde was there and now reports.
From 10:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., 9 hours of proceedings on the state of the SDF and its future, the 2025 presidential election being a decisive bend to negotiate, a major topic being the last on the agenda. Will the SDF compete in the election with which candidate, on a coalition or not? Tempers flared, but there were moments of composure. Chairman Honorable Joshua Osi playing the role of a referee while calling on the NEC members to be more of politicians than activists.
Well, it was a very fruitful meeting. We were able to take some very strong decisions to move on. We spent a lot of time on our internal organization, which is a very important thing because, you know, if you are not organized in all the 360 councils of Cameroon, you have a problem. We took stock of where we stand with our challenge of having 3 polling agents in every polling station in Cameroon. We have had very good advance on that. If 2 parties need to enter into a coalition, it's on the basis of what the 2 parties put on the table. And 80% of what a party has is your presence on the field. So a party that is in coalition with the SDF and has 0 polling agents out there doesn't bring anything on the table. That's the basis. Our homework is that we need 75,000 polling agents out there, and the count is not yet correct. So go back and work. Once we have the 75,000, we can now sit at the table with any political party and tell them, look, this is what we bring to the equation. Okay, and now let us talk.
The party intends to present an 11-point program, mainly based on its all-time form of state, federalism.
Those 11 measures will be the key points on which we'll offer our political platform for the 2 next years, whatever elections come up. We will go launch it in Yaoundé, that we can explain that program and also explain what we mean by federalism, because I also understand that many people are afraid, not because they're afraid of federalism, but because they don't understand what it means. Federalism has nothing to do with geography. Federalism has everything to do with money. And we propose a 3-tier organization of the state so that all the money goes to the councils.
On the Life of the Nation, the SDF condemns what it calls government's restriction of public liberties, poor state of roads contributing to the upsurge in deaths and inadequacies in the provision of water and electricity.
An influential political figure in Momo Division, Senator Enwe Francis, has called on the population of Widikum to turn over a new leaf and embrace peace as a prerequisite to local development in the area, which is known to provide massive production of palm oil in the northwest region. Widikum is situated along the Trans-African Highway, which connects Cameroon to Nigeria. However, ever since 2016, its economy has recessed due to the socio-political unrest. Kilo Valerie Salah reports from Widikum.
Widikum subdivision, rising from its conflict ruins to welcome an influential son, Senator Enwe Francis, who hasn't stepped foot on home soil for the past 7 years of insecurity.
This crisis has come and divided many families. I've said everybody should pardon every person. We gather back and live like one people. Love ourselves, because only love will make Bifang solid and stronger.
The division officer for Widikum, Ivor Chair, describes the dropping of weapons by some separatist fighters during their visit as a critical step towards normalcy in the area.
To the boys who took up arms against the state, it will not help develop your area. We have been working hand in glove with the security forces, traditional rulers, with the entire population. They are actually giving us the fruits that we have seen today.
Widikum, known for its extensive palm oil production, lies along the economically strategic Bamenda Enugu corridor, but continued violence has meant more stagnation. Killer Valerie Salah, CRTV News, Widikum.
This is CRTV Network News. Activities of Rural Women's Day, observed on October 15 each year, will unfold in Ebone, a locality in the Mungo Division of the Littoral Region, ahead of the 2024 edition. Female farmers have been organizing events that focus on the challenges and benefits of import substitution. Roslyn Fossa tells us more from CRTV Littoral.
The Mungo Division of the Littoral remain a naturally endowed locality, with its resources made even more visible thanks to agriculture, which constitute one of the major activities of inhabitants. Located some 15 minutes away from Konsamba, its farmers are getting set to welcome their peers from all corners of the region in order to celebrate their value. The mayor of Ebone, Felicite Sidiki Manon, says the Mungo Division is the heartbeat of the region thanks to its production of banana and the famous Pinja white pepper known across the world. Cassava and cocoyam, she adds, are also some of the crops produced from Jafetai soil. Preparations ahead of October 15 are focusing on the challenges and benefits of import substitution, which is this year's theme of the Day of the Rural Woman. Honorable Lydia Epope, member of the Rural Women's Network, explains that one of their specialties is pisciculture. This type of farming has been made easy and profitable thanks to a substitution of the imported seeds with locally made ones. She says the fish food they make from corn, soy, groundnuts and palm kernel has made them save about 70% of their expenses. Farmers in Ebone are promising a display of their potential while rejoicing to be an important chain in the well-being of the entire population of the region and beyond. Roslyn Fossa, CRTV News, Ebone.
On to some news in culture. Former presidents of the Bamungom Students Union have adopted their internal rules and regulations and voted the executive bureau that will henceforth conduct the affairs of that union. This was during their first ever joint general assembly at the Bamungom Palace, which took place yesterday under the leadership of one of theirs, the paramount ruler of the Bamungom people, His Majesty Mumbe Fotso Mitterrand. Details with our West Regional correspondent, Isaac Ngonkum.
It is a new dawn for Kapseba, the union of former presidents of Bamungum Students Union, created in 1956 The General Assembly held at the conference room of the Bamungum Palace on the outskirts of Bafusam this Saturday is a turning point for the association. Not only a new executive bureau led by Honorable Dr. Fongang Hanri is elected into office, but the general statute and basic text of association are validated and adopted. According to the new president, this is the beginning of another chapter for the association, whose purpose is to work for the prosperity and development of the Bamungum Kingdom. On his part, the paramount ruler of Bamungum, His Majesty Mumbe Fotso Mitterrand, magnifies the initiative and calls on all members to play their role as elite of the area for collective growth and progress. The General Assembly is also spiced with a visit to Kelemetu, where members of Kapseba paid tribute to their pioneer president, Andre Mefuya, who died 30 years ago, having done much for the association. It all ends with the determination of all in attendance to journey on with love and solidarity in order to achieve all set objectives. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bamungum.
The executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, CBC, Reverend Diteme Shalman, has called on the newly inducted CBC support field pastor to be humble, ethical, and be guided only by the desire to do God's work. The service to induct Reverend Ebai Douglas Agbo took place today. Charles Ebuno reports from CRT Southwest in Buea.
High-ranking officials and clergy of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, the CBC, were at the induction of the man of God to give him their support and blessings. In his homily, Reverend Shambeli Ezekiel called on the Christians of Support Field to be guided by the Spirit of God in their relationship with their spiritual leader, Reverend Ebai. The executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, Reverend Diteme Charlemagne, who officially inducted Reverend Ebai, told him to be completely led by the Spirit of God as he leads Support Field.
He should lead with fairness and with justice. And I have wished him well and prepared his mind that there will be criticism, because leadership always has criticism, but that he should take it with the fear of God.
Reverend Ebai is determined to give his best for the growth of the ministry in his area of jurisdiction.
I'll collaborate with the executives, with the Christian body, and other administrators of the Cameroon Baptist Convention to ensure that the vision is implemented and we move to where God is taking us to.
It is worth noting that Support Field of the CBC covers the Mongo, Bonge, Muyuka, and Buea Center. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Buea.
Out of Cameroon, 23 people have been killed and 40 others wounded following an airstrike by the Sudanese Air Force in Khartoum, capital of Sudan. The strikes, which occurred yesterday, targeted the main camp occupied by paramilitary rapid support forces. Reports add that the central market and a nearby residential area were also hit during the airstrikes. In sports, the coaches and players of the Inevitable Lions of Cameroon and the Harambee Stars of Kenya have promised victory to their respective fans in tomorrow's round four clash in the qualifying rounds for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. Both teams had their reconnaissance training sessions in Kampala, capital of Uganda, this afternoon, with the Cameroon coach determined to step out of the frenzy of last Friday's win and concentrate on the upcoming game. Details with CRTV's special envoy to Kampala, Uganda, Simon Leonga.
It is a confident-looking team that had their lone training session at the Mandela Stadium ahead of tomorrow's game. The euphoria of the 4-1 win in Yaoundé is now in the past as coach Mark Brice preaches concentration for tomorrow. And the players are conscious of the fact that this is just another match that must be taken seriously. Andre Onana is one of the team leaders.
Very difficult game. Every game is different, of course. We won the first leg, but now we have to prepare well because it's not going to be easy. But we are traveling to win. That's the spirit, that's the mentality to try to win against anyone. I think if we keep playing how we are doing, we're going to win a lot of games. So we have to continue working hard, staying together. The most important thing is to make our country proud.
For the 20-year-old Carlos Balibam, his objective is to do better all the time and deliver for country.
The same thing in Cameroon. I have a good mind to go on the pitch, win every ball on the pitch. After that, you score the goal to win the game.
The players all know that a win in Monday's game will open wide the floodgates of Morocco 2025. Enough for Andre Onana to think it is of unprecedented importance to them.
We know it's a very important game for us. So this is it for us. It's a crucial game. It's very important for us. So we're going there with a winning spirit.
Even the newfound offensive midfielder, Boris Enno, is itchy to showcase his talents and win points for country, though he is conscious of the fact that patience is a virtue.
I promise them to give my best and to show my qualities what I have, and I just wait for the opportunity to show what I can do. That's all. My message for them is that I promise them that they should be patient, that the day I have my chance, I will make them proud.
The game will be played without fans and will kick off at 4 p.m. Uganda time, 2 p.m. in Cameroon. Roger Kinsey, Simon Leonga reporting in Kampala for CRTV News.
Prior to the Lions training ahead of tomorrow's encounter, the Harambee Stars also had their second session at the Mandela Stadium as they prepare to turn the tide in tomorrow's game against Cameroon. Talking to Simon Leonga, the coach of Kenya, Injen Firat, says they have a carefully laid down plan to outplay Cameroon.
We came back from the game with a very big disappointment. We tried to analyze what happened. So the biggest difference in the first match was the aggressivity of Cameroon comparing to us. So you saw also in the statistics, they have loose ball duels, I think around 70% for Cameroon. This was the biggest difference. In the same time, if you look at the other statistics, they don't show really the result. So we had a lot of individual mistakes. So what happened. Now, for me, it was important not the physical part, it's more the mental part after this disappointing result, to put the boys together, to get motivated for the match. So this is what we are trying to do now at the moment.
So what do you think is going to be the difference?
The difference in last match was the aggressivity. So Cameroon wanted more the match than us, to be honest. So, and if any football match, the biggest and most important statistic is loose ball duels. So, and if one team has 70% winning, loose ball duels winning, then you have a big problem. This kind of things we have to change.
The captain of the Harambee Stars, who scored their lone goal against the indomitable Lions on Friday, says they have learned from the defeat and will try to reverse the situation tomorrow. Take a listen.
We know the opponent, how we played in the last 2 days. It was not an easy game for us, but of course we have to learn from the first leg fixture. We want to rectify our mistakes, and we want to come out and really play the real football that Kenya deserves. So we just want to come here, you know, with a positive mind. We want to start strong the game. The last fixture we didn't start strong, but we want to try and contain our opponents and try to get positive results.
How do you see the team, and where do you think you can capitalize to beat them?
Of course, it's a strong team. You can see all the departments, they are very strong, but I believe this is football, and the last fixture we made a lot of mistakes, so it will boil down to what we can do as a team. We don't want to focus so much on the opponents. We already saw them. We know they have weaknesses, and we'll try to use this in the upcoming game.
Fans in Garowa say they are confident that the Lions will emerge victorious once again. Julius Niba reports.
To most ardent fans of the indomitable Lions in Garowa, Captain Vincent Abubakar and his teammates will be going into this encounter with one objective in mind, how to consolidate their number one spot at the head of Group G by defeating the Harambee Stars of Kenya and bagging home the precious 3 points.
As Cameroonian, we are proud first of all, and without doubting, I will just say you that Cameroon will beat Kenya and the score will be 2-0.
Other diehard supporters in the North Region's capital city say, going by the Lions' comfortable victory during the away leg in Yaoundé, they strongly believe the day 4 return leg will be a bed of roses.
I know Anguissa will play that midfield, and Onana will not take any goal because he's a good goalkeeper, and it will be 2-0 for Cameroon. Abubakar will score first.
While some prudent fans caution that it will be best for head coach Mark Breeze to put a strong defense in place, they however note that they are confident of his tactical playing style that so far is producing desired results.
With the team and the lineup of Mark Brice, I'm confident that the Lions will make us proud by defeating Kenya by 2-0. Abubakar Vincent will score and Bemo and Bariba will end the day as being the man of the match.
As all eyes turn to the Mandela National Stadium in Kampala, Uganda, this Monday at 5 p.m. for the Kenya-Cameroon showdown, fans of the Indomitable Lions in Garoua say distance is not a barrier for them to play their 12-man role and support team captain Vincent Abubakar and his teammates to victory. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
We conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. Cameroon has observed the International Day for Disaster and Risk Reduction on the note that education for a disaster-free future remains paramount in the face of climate-related challenges in the country. At least 23 persons are reported dead and 40 others injured after an airstrike by the Sudanese Air Force in Khartoum. And in sport, Cameroon's national football team takes on the Harambee Stars of Kenya in a return leg game tomorrow in Kampala, capital of Uganda.